see the, like, him get tackled by the ankle? I mean, what kind of view of that play did you have?
I didn't see the tackle. He made a great play to slip the guy and run by him, and made a great catch, so right on his fingertips. And I thought he was going all the way. He usually doesn't get caught, but Rasheen's very fast, and he made a great play to tackle him. So.
How much pressure were you under when you made that throw?
On that play? Yeah, they had pressured us, and I looked to the left and just kind of rolled to the right and saw Dante beat the guy, so. Just gave him a chance, and they made some great plays tonight. All the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs made some really tough catches in traffic, some big fourth down catches. Randy had a huge catch. Lawrence ran great. The offensive line, I thought, protected extremely well. You know, a penalty hurt us there, and then a few other execution plays that I wish we'd execute a little bit better. But thing about it now is none of it matters, so. For 17 games, it all comes down to this, and we're here last year, so hope we perform better.
Is offense fine, though, when an opponent plays, you know, about as well as he can against you guys and takes away Moss for a lot of the game and is in there for the whole way, and still you guys have enough? I mean, does that just say something more to you than dominating sometimes, which you've done both?
Sure, and I think the thing with, you know, trying to take away Randy or trying to take away any one player, it's, I mean, you're vulnerable in a lot of other places. So I thought we ran it great. I thought we, you know, we're efficient throwing the ball. So even if, you know, if you're taking two guys every play and putting them on Randy, then you leave a lot of other guys one-on-one. So you just got to try to, you know, they're doing what they think's the best thing they can do to stop us. And, you know, sometimes it worked tonight, and other times I thought we made enough plays.
Watch me on the sidelines, and when the defense was on the field, you were just pacing. It seemed like you were very, very anxious to get back on the field when it was 14-14.
I was. We were so close on so many plays defensively. I mean, Rodney almost had the interception. We almost had a sack, the fourth down play at the end. You know, I thought it just was going to take one or two plays to kind of get us over the hump. And when you play good teams like that, usually it takes four quarters. And I thought, you know, Rodney's interception there at the end really sealed it. We really needed that play. So. Turnovers were big in this game. We got two of them. And coach really stressed that all week. They had an incredible percentage of wins when they won the turnover battle. And we came way ahead. So.
Didn't really have any accuracy issues tonight.
No. Those guys, when they're open like that, I mean, that's my job to hit them. And they were open every time. So it's easy to play quarterback when you got receivers that are always open, an offensive line that never lets anyone touch you. So it makes it fun to play.
Tom, did you hit Welker? Touchdown pass. It looked almost like a Statue of Liberty. What was that improvisation, or what would you call that?
Yeah, I'm looking for my Academy Award on that play. That was definitely we worked on that the other day, and for the first time, we just kind of put it in on Friday and thought we had a shot at it, and I think they bit on the run pretty good, and Wes did a great job. He's hard to find. You know, he's 5'7", so he tried to just drop it over the linebacker, and he made a nice play to catch it.
In practice, does that have a name or
anything? We call it double pop.
Double pop.
Double pop. POP.
Tom, watching you play on the field, you never seem flustered, no matter what the situation. And from our Japanese point of view, it looks very zen of you.
I'm all zen.
I know you're from California, but where do you pick up that focus, that mindset?
Well, I think I have a lot of confidence in the guys I play with. So. When you're confident in the guys around you, and I've been around for 8 years and in the same offense with the same coaches, so I have pretty good confidence going out there knowing that if I just do my job, everything will take care of itself. So been very fortunate this year. And the thing about, like I said, we're 17-0. And it's great, but it all comes down to this week. So we got to really play our best game. I hope I'm zen-like for another week. That would be a great feeling. Yeah, and the great part is just one game. It's one game. It's all the preparation, all the months of workouts and training camp and 17 weeks of football and bye weeks and over 100 practices and, you know, 6 hours of meetings a day. It comes down to this, and It's really it's a great opportunity. And Junior talked to us before the game, and he said, you know, we control what happens tomorrow. And that's all you can really ask for. And we have an opportunity to play another week. And there's whoever we play, whether it be the Chargers or the Colts, is going to be obviously the toughest game all season. But I'm glad we're playing at home, and I'm glad we've learned, I think, a lot of valuable lessons throughout the season. And got to really put our best effort this week in practice and hopefully play our best next week.
Tom, your final question. Can you just talk all week long? We heard about the Jacksonville running attack. How good was it to see Lawrence have the game that he had tonight?
Lawrence been playing great for the last, he's been playing good all season. I don't think he had probably had all the opportunities that he would have hoped, but his role has been whenever he's got it, he's been extremely productive. And the way we've thrown the ball with multiple receivers on the field, it puts a lot of stress on the defense. And anytime you got Randy and Wes out there and Dante and Jabbar all making plays, really, Lawrence, I think, got lost it there for a little bit, but he's obviously found his way, and he's been extremely productive tonight. He had some huge runs. Thought the receivers did an incredible job of blocking. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but that's what it takes in team football. And it's I think, why we're in this position, because a bunch of selfless group of players, whether it be Lawrence or the receivers or the offensive line, that always counts on each other to do their job. And that's why I think it's fun playing.
Tommy, did you think you were a handsome quarterback?
That was the last question. See you guys. All right, bye, guys. Thank you. Good question.